Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nikki, what the hell is going on? Okay, I know you can't say certain things, but can you give us a taste of what's going on in your life right now, please?
Allegedly, I have defrauded the federal government, but when have they ever been right? So,
is your hat anyway, is your hat a clue?
I am in Hawaii. Aloha. Yes. Oh, coconuts. How are you? Yes.
Would you say you were prickly as a younger man?
Yeah. Just like that person you had dinner with, they described me as prickly.
You deserve it at that point,
though. I was pissed.
Women go to the best restroom to gossip, do lines of cocaine, put makeup on, gossip, a few more lines, and then maybe go to the restroom. Am I wrong, Pony?
I don't think so. A lot of coke. Women love coke.
They do. I didn't realize that. that might be.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
From Podville Media in our nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. You are listening to the show that is just one big party for all of our friends and heard in great places like Prince Frederick, Maryland, Mountain View, Arkansas, Todos Santos, Mexico, Bora Bora in the Leeward Islands, Calistoga, California, and Indrapoli, Queensland, Australia.
Mate, good day, mate.
Once a jolly swag man camp, fire Billy Bong down by the shade of a coolie bod tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his Billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
I'm impressed.
Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his Billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
I love when you get about two-thirds of the way through the song and Oscar looks at me and says,
What's he doing?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
What
is going on? It's not stopping now. What's happening?
That sounded like something I'd find at a rugby pub.
Happy early voting day.
The
O'Maras will be heading out to their polling place with I'll let you know if there's somebody sitting there with an AK-47 on their shoulder watching.
Only in Arizona.
Well, maybe Florida too. I think we've got some sort of liberal carry laws here.
Guys that are, you know, observing.
Yeah.
For those of you not in the know, there's some heroes out there that are dressed up as stormtroopers at some polling places that swear they're there to observe, but you know, let's just call it intimidation what it is.
Sure.
And I sat there and I said, whoever dressed these fellas really went for the theatrics.
I wonder, in a worst case scenario,
yes,
what is the urgent problem that could be had at a polling place. I've always found a polling place to be one of the most boring places in the world where nothing really happens.
Both my grandparents,
a bunch of senior citizens.
Both my grandparents were proctors at polling places, and so
really?
I mean, yeah. So it's a lot of times staffed by older people.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's all older people down here.
If anything, we need plumbers because there's a lot of nervous stomachs.
Oh, to the
for people that barf?
No, the people that are working there are probably just taking dumps left and right.
And also, you know, if it's an elementary
in the morning.
Well, elementary school too. Toilets.
A lot of low flow.
Well, no, I'm just
you know,
physically low for kids.
It's funny because
a squatty potty for adults.
Down here, I've never run into the problem.
Right,
it's always been me, and only me. If I'm going into you know, drop some children off at the pool.
Yeah.
It's only me. What I found back in the day, though, there was a country club, my first country club that I was ever a member, as I began my wonderful golf odyssey. The first place that I played was a place called Prospect Bay Country Club. And it's still there, I think, to the best of my knowledge. Charlie Burney would probably know it.
Yeah.
On the eastern shore of Maryland. And I was a young guy. I was very, very young. I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s.
So you were
tops.
living in Annapolis. So this was a close one for you.
Or I was even living on the Eastern Shore. That's probably why I was there.
Wow.
That's
okay.
How long ago they were. And they had a men's golf association or a men's golf group Saturday morning event all the time. They had them. And it would be the chance for all the players to get together. And they serve breakfast. And then you go out and play golf. And I went into the men's locker room because I had to use the facilities, and I didn't realize that for an 8:30 tournament, every senior citizen had gone into the facility in there and just desecrated the toilets. And when I walked in, there were four stalls, and I remember I looked in one, unusable. Unusable means either, for me, would be toilet paper touching the commode.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or excrement matter still in the bowl.
Right.
Have or a combination of both.
Right, right.
And there was a combination in each stall to the point where I got to stall number four. And I'm talking about three out of the four stalls. Three out of... I still get mad about it. Three out of four
75%
had not been properly flushed. Mm. And I walked into where they were, these old farts were having their breakfast. And I said, do you think we could perhaps have better bathroom etiquette and clean our stalls when we're done? And I just turned around. By the way, I was the young guy.
Yeah.
I was in a rage, and I turned around and I walked back in. And of course, I kept it to myself, so to speak.
Yes.
Because it was horrible. And I have found to be the, I've never experienced it outside of like road stop restrooms since.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem
it was
is that they
so nasty.
Well, Oscar, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Would you say you were prickly? As a younger man?
Yeah. Just like that person you had dinner with, they described me as prickly.
You deserve it at that point, though.
I was pissed.
You deserve it at that point. Now, I think the problem here is the fact that older people are not going to turn down a free breakfast. They're going to go there and they're going to get the breakfast. And when you actually, literally, break your fast, when you have your first food of the day, it starts things going.
Well,
and they
I don't know whether that's the case or not.
I guarantee you it has to
do
with
I don't know whether
that.
It was pre or post, but I don't
think
care.
It's just manners.
Here's the thing.
It's manners.
Do you think that the vast majority of people who use a public facility are aware of others? That's the question
okay.
I have.
Are they
really aware of others?
Are they sports junkies when they do it?
No. Don't joke around here. I know the connotation there. Yes. I'm talking about just pure population. Let's answer his question.
Yeah.
I would say no based on my personal experience.
I am not proud of this, but my parents weren't very particular on where we could or could not go.
Number two.
Yes.
Big potty, it was called.
Big potty in a little commode, an outhouse of sorts in Latin America where we probably not, cholera was abound. I lived that world when I would go visit.
Cholera,
yes.
Oh, my God.
And then, so I've lived that world where, like, hey, we just had a bout with cholera last week. I'm glad you came into town this week. Like, you just missed a heat wave.
Yeah.
I've lived that world.
Open sewers, right? That type of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Poor
sanitation is what we're talking about here.
So, my lens for, like, is that shell bathroom dirty or not is different than yours.
Gotta be. Probably is.
I will say that perhaps, no, I refuse to say that.
No.
I am not saying that I am overly sensitive. What I am is.
You're courteous.
There are certain things I can handle, and there are other things I cannot handle. And one thing I cannot handle is a disgusting bathroom. I'm probably in the majority there.
Yeah.
But I think that there are people. By the way, I was told this. I did not experience it firsthand. I don't think I ever did. In O'Mara's, when I had the restaurant after a Friday or Saturday night, when it was balls to the wall and we had people, spilling out of the door, super crowded.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by the managers, because I don't think I ever went in. I probably went in when it was empty.
You had
and
an
clean.
Executive restroom.
I used the regular. We only had our public one. That's
right.
What we had there. They would tell me that on a Friday, Saturday night, at the end of the night, the ladies' room, 10 times more disgusting than the men's
sheer
room.
Volume. Sheer volume will also get them. It's not because
but any restroom, you know,
well, the
some
women
of the
are
restroom-
going there in pairs, right? So with some of the, I'm not saying women are going to do other things, but like you, there's so a ladies' restroom, and look, this is broad. This is alleged.
So to speak.
I don't know. Men go to the restroom to literally just go.
Right.
Women go to the restroom to gossip, do lines of cocaine, put makeup on, gossip, a few more lines, and then maybe go to the restroom.
So items 2 and 4.
That never happened in my place.
No.
Am I wrong, Pony?
I don't think so. A lot of Coke. Women love Coke.
They do? I didn't realize that.
Oh, funny. That might be the title of the show already. We've gotten the title of the show inside of 10 minutes of doing this program right now. It was all right. Here we go. So, for example, if I am in a facility and for one reason or the other, something goes astray.
Yes.
I will do a full tidy up. On whatever level
it is. Of
course. I will clean the surface.
I don't want,
if I feel it's necessary.
I've taken a wad of toilet paper and cleaned the inside because I don't want people
to know. That's going one step further. I don't know if I've ever done that.
Yeah.
Certainly not in a public restroom. Yeah. But the outside I have done. And of course, you know, with me, outside's always just a train wreck. No, it's not.
I have a solution. I've only seen this once. And usually, like, this being a restaurant
or
a club. What about all tile, all ceramic, but it's black instead of white?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
No, because you're
like
covering
you're hiding,
it up.
Yeah,
that's
you're
like
hiding.
Having, that's
hiding
like having
something.
A, that's foul, that's fouler than foul.
Yeah.
I'd rather have it white, all white.
You know what?
So every possible mark is tended to, and you know, because if you took a black light to that restroom that's all black tile, it would be absolute. I hate black tile on anything. I hate black tile in a kitchen.
Black tile at
that.
Black tile at the WJFK men's room.
Yes. Black tile. Now, the other, since you brought up WJFK, and since we always seem
to
bring
there.
Up the junkies, there were four guys that had been together forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like brothers.
Four carnivores.
They were carnivores.
They liked meat.
And our community restroom was kind of like their frat house restroom.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I never found it particularly filthy, but if you went in there post-junkie.
Yes.
And I will not mention the one particular junkie that I was alerted to, there would never be the courtesy flush.
Which is just the minimum of effort.
The courtesy flush is exactly what it says it is. It is a flush after the initial bomb.
Right.
So as to make the environment more, I don't want to use the word palatable, because to make the room more bearable for the next person coming
any
in.
Any great chef will tell you, clean as you go.
Clean as, well, it's absolutely, if you watch my buddy Jean-Pierre, hello friends.
Hello.
Friends, today we're making chicken cordon bleu. They are, and any professional chef, you will see, clean as they go, clean as they go, clean as they go.
A black sink?
Clean
you as don't, I always thought a black sink would be
No.
I don't like when you see when you come down here and you're looking at houses and you see a house that hasn't been renovated in a long time.
Yeah.
You'll see that black
it's
granite.
Dated.
It's dated. It's turbo dated.
I don't know
dated.
Enough about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's turbo dated, but I mean, I love that's
white
why
is
you know
evermore. It'll always
it's
be okay.
But it's also white you know,
tile.
You have to work harder to keep it clean.
Yeah.
And I think we had
porcelain
green,
too.
You know, I think I liked green. So I think we had green. We had.
Did it start out as green?
Yeah, stop it. My. By the way, first thing I did was, if I'd known better, I would have been like Jimmy, who waited 400 years to get his new bathrooms.
Right.
You remember that facility, the old Jimmy's?
Yeah.
You
got
remember
his
that?
Return on investment on the little guy. And
good Lord. You know that? Talk about a guy that, you know, he wouldn't renovate if somebody hit him in the head with a sledgehammer.
If you wanted someone to see you making business, just go to that old bathroom.
Yeah, because the stall was so wobbly that there was like a six-inch gap.
Yeah,
exactly.
Narrow.
Hi, how are you doing? Is the person 4 inches away from you is at the urinal, and you're like,
narrow. I remember my butt cheek was touching some other guy's butt cheek, and I was just taking a leak.
Yeah, it was really a place that you had to walk sideways to maneuver just anytime.
But I have to say, full reno, you know, brand new facility at Jimmy's.
Yo, right? Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. No, it's a brand new.
You get in there, right? What's in that? What's it like now?
It's beautiful. It's I think there's two stalls, two urinals, and it's very huge. Nice. Yeah.
All those bricks really paid off.
So getting back to the point of the
Ponzi scheme.
I don't know. I think that I wish that we could experience more.
Well, Mike, I know
I hate it. I just hate a public place where people, there are enough people in society who are just pigmeisters, absolute foul pigmeisters.
And also,
to leave a piece of excrement on a toilet seat. But Mike, I don't want any evidence of duty.
I want you to know that, you know, you may come off as prickly, but I want you to know in the plus column, you are not above praising a glorious bathroom, which is why you would always go to Lord & Taylor.
Yeah,
I would go to Lord & Taylor. Now, Lord & Taylor, for those of you who don't know, is a department store. Was it a nationwide department store?
Yes, I believe it was. I would call it Upper Krusty, too.
Fair Oaks Mall. Which was also on the way to WJFK.
Yeah.
And inevitably on the way home, if the urgency, or the way in, if the urgency, or on a weekday or whatever, whatever I was running around doing, if urgency was there, I preferred to use, if I had to use a public facility, I would drive 20 minutes out of my way to go to this particular public restroom because A, it was underutilized.
Yes.
And B, it was immaculate.
Yes.
It was immaculately clean. And if I was there, say, at 1:45 on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I walked in. And if that door opened when I was in there, I was so pissed.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. Because, you know, it's like, how dare you? No one's supposed to be in the middle of the day.
It's a life hack for you because you don't think of a department store as a place for a men's room. And yet you found it and it became yours. You owned it.
Gentlemen, this show is a public service, Let me tell you. I found an app, and I don't know why we've never talked about this in the past because there's got to be an app for that.
Yeah.
There is an app called Flush. F-L-U-S-H. I've texted it to all of you.
This is great. I think I know what it's going to be, but can you explain it?
It's a toilet finder and map linked to your GPS. Flush Toilet Finder is the quickest, simplest way of finding a public bathroom or restroom. Simply open
that. Well, that doesn't tell me that you want to improve on that app, Oscar. Yeah, it'd be great if we still had connections with that guy. You know,
Mikey, this is a quantitative app. What you need is a qualitative app.
I exactly want a qualitative app where you do clean. How about clean? Clean potty.
Please, you didn't let me finish. Rate and report a toilet by swiping to the left on the toilet, and you can rate it.
Swipe to the left on the app.
Yes, on the app.
Okay,
And you can review them?
Yes.
Wow.
That's awesome. You know what I'm going to do? As soon as we're done here, I'm going to rate the Podville bathroom.
It's not public.
I know. But you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
They're pristine.
They are beautiful.
Bristol.
Bristol.
Bristol. I love that expression. It's Bristol.
Well, in fairness, every hour, the maintenance crew comes through, and they're in there making sure everything's perfect.
Yeah, it's true.
I want to say congratulations to the Philadelphia Phillies for their overwhelming victory last night in the third game of the World Series. I looked in for one of my few forays into the land of 4K. I am an idiot who, you know, you see televisions now that are for sale. They're all 4K.
Yeah.
You know, these giant screen TVs, they all come in 4K. And then I began the odyssey that was DirecTV. I'm a DirecTV guy. And I went through the hoops that you have to go through to get the special box, permission.
It was a huge deal. I remember.
4K. Because they make it so effing hard. And now, I was sitting there watching the baseball game in glorious with the red so very red and the green so very green, I was saying to myself, 4K is not like HD at all, because in HD, in rather short order, you had tons of content. It didn't take that long. It seems to me 4K is just a thing that they say.
It was a marketing ploy.
Yeah, it is.
And it sucks because we all pay more for our TVs that are 4K. We pay more for our services that are 4K, and 4K is on. I don't like watching, you know, bees flying and getting out of flowers.
They
for
love
Christ
that.
Sake.
How often do you visit and stay on Channel 104?
I've had
one program that really piqued my interest. They had a concert, and I watched the concert in 4K.
Which
you know,
one? Yanni?
Duran Duran. Oh. Yeah, and it was great. It was really cool.
I rest my case.
But that's, I mean,
I rest my case.
In one all, month?
You know, it couldn't be, even if you'd said Sir Paul, or you had said Bruce Springsteen, and said, no, we're going to, you know what we're going to give you in 4K? We're going to give you the Duran Duran concert in 4K.
But Mike, what I'm saying is this, is if that's the best they can do in months, that
sucks.
Nothing. Yeah.
I mean, it all ought to be.
It's not a live broadcast, though. The live broadcast is a 4K
no,
for
it was,
a concert.
It was a 4K capture of a concert.
A concert,
film.
Right? No, that's no. Easy to do because you're already filming it.
Yeah.
So you're just replaying
right.
That.
Yeah.
But a sports live, like the.
All the NFL games
NFL
should be
4K.
In 4K.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're not, right?
Yes.
They're not in 4K.
Right.
It's the equipment.
It sucks.
I remember we talked about this. We have a lot of listeners who are in broadcasting, which I love. And we have a lot of people that want to correct you. So like, you know, 4K isn't actually 4K, even if you get 4K.
Yeah, I remember that.
I just want it better.
Yeah.
I want it better. I want it. The guy at Best Buy said, future proof. It's been 8 years of 4K without 4K.
A TV is so never been future-proof in our entire lifetime and the lifetime of the people before us. They will continue to screw us. I mean, sometimes ride the current wave, but that's it.
If you've got a fat back TV still, I would, you know.
A Trinitron?
I would question why you even have a television at this point. You're not getting the signal you're supposed to.
Right.
Right. Right.
But if it's flat, even
that's
if,
where
even,
it's at.
Even if she's a thick TV. Or
I like it when you talk about like it's a boat. Ah, she's a beauty, isn't she? Yeah, look at her. Look at her hanging on the wall right there. All 65 inches of her. Isn't she gorgeous? She's Bristol. Bristol. She is Bristol. Yeah, wipe that piece of excrement off that TV. You know, that's better than the public TVs I've seen.
Yeah.
That, with the poop all over.
That LG is poop all over it.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And you're still getting a picture ridiculous. And the blacks are deep and she's showing you, know, some level of brightness that you're not having any dimming within the panel, then you have what you need. There's no need to upgrade, you're good.
Yeah.
The blacks are deep. Is that some new sitcom or something?
No. That's one of my categories. I would
Well, we'll cut today's show short for you.
And I do subscribe to this, that some, even the OLEDs, you can tell the difference even with an HD signal if you're going to upgrade to an OLED.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what I have. I have a Samsung, but I have no idea what it is.
You've got what is Samsung's version of OLED. I remember when we first talked about your television. It's beautiful. But what
it's
you
called
don't,
Samsung Magic Picture.
What you don't need to do.
You know what I just realized I want to do in this studio?
What?
I want to put you guys on the wall like I'm on the wall at your studio.
Yeah, that'd be great.
With
that'd
a
be awesome.
Big screen TV.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I did that, could I use a regular TV for that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do that.
You know how we see you? You probably have no reference to that.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture.
No, I don't.
I'll send you a picture right now.
No. Because if I did that, then that would free up space for another television.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. I love men. By the way, women, I hope I'm not being sexist here, but men love televisions.
We do. We do.
We love TV. We love TV. We absolutely adore TV.
As a matter of fact, my mom has been dealing with, she has the TV in her bedroom where she does most of her watching because she has an easy chair in there.
Right.
And she had a white dot on her where the screen was going, and she's been dealing with it for 2 months. I said, you can get a good TV for $350 now and let's go get you a TV. I don't know.
Go into the Mart of Wall and get one of those ridiculously cheap TVs.
And so she got.
I just sent you the picture.
We got her, I believe we got her a Samsung as well, a 50-inch, and I spent all day Sunday hanging it, and she said, oh my God, this is, you took your whole Sunday. And I realized I loved it because I love TV.
And you're handy.
I love TV, and I love having other people watch TV. Yeah, and it was
awesome.
Let's
love this together. Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah, put her up there. She is.
Yeah, she is suspended by cables and wires.
It's fully articulated.
Am I on the other side of glass?
You are.
Yeah.
You're suspended.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's pretty amazing. And there's an array of lights above it and a lighting grid that I didn't show you because...
Well, that's the magic.
So very cool.
Get jelly.
Totes gels.
I'd love to see, the listeners should see that.
They should see it. We're in a spaceship. This is the future.
That's cool. Still love to get you down here.
The only problem is the only problem is that the window we're looking through has hunks of excrement on it.
How dare you?
So that, it's great that we're talking about this because that leads me to this show that Oscar recommended to everybody. That I checked out. It was perfect timing for
the
reco.
Is it Los Spookies?
It was El Peripheral. It was the Peripheral.
Okay.
And it is a sci-fi show that I don't think I'm overstating it when I would say one of the most cutting-edge sci-fi presentations I've ever seen. It is truly, at points, it goes right up to the limit of my... capabilities for understanding. That's how good it is. And it is shot magnificently. And the technology on this program is utilized so magnificently that it's hard to believe. And it's got a wonderful cast. Mm-hmm. But it made me think that if you go back in history, certainly in history of film, and television and thing, but more film, you will see sci-fi, science fiction has at many times been a precursor to modern invention.
Sure.
Where you will see, flying cars. Well, we're getting close to flying cars. The drone technology has allowed, multiple companies to develop flying cars right now. But when you watch this show, The Peripheral, you wonder, and it makes my brain almost hurt about the potential for things like AI, artificial intelligence, and the ability to really create a virtual reality experience to the level that we have not seen yet. And that's what this is all centered around, and it intersects with weird things like time travel and espionage. And it's just, it makes my brain hurt. It is so busy with this stuff. And it's just, I wonder about that. I wonder now, and I don't think about this very often. I wonder now with technology and what we have in the future, meanwhile, as we're all eating our young and becoming more and more animals, I hope it's not the dystopian future that a lot of people have portrayed. But that show really gets you thinking. Don't you agree, Oscar?
Yeah,
it really makes you think.
I recommended it to the guys here because also knowing that there's only a certain threshold, especially for Mike, for sci-fi.
Sure.
Where I was like, oh, he's not going to hate this. I think he's actually going to like this. And what's unique about this program is that, and you said it best, you could buy into the hypotheticals that the leaps they're making.
Great
about.
Way of putting it.
And that's, right? can add, that's an
there's
ingredient
credibility
to great sci-fi.
In the sci-fi, which is why I love it. Mm-hmm. Along with the actress who is just
Grace Moretz.
Yes.
Is that her name?
Yes.
She's one
been
of these,
in a million things.
She's a child actor.
First time she's leading.
Yeah.
And as a grown woman, she is, she just has such, she's very pretty, but in a phenomenally interesting way. Like, looks like no other person, no other woman I've seen on screen, which to me is huge anyway. Yeah. That makes people captivating when you see them. So you've got that. The rest of the cast is, there's a great villain. There are two great villains, but the villain, the local villain is just never seen him. And he's spectacular. But it's really... It makes you think what in 30, 40, 50 years, what could it be? What could the technology be doing for us?
Well, in 30 years, for me, the technology will be a shovel.
No. No, you'll be 80. You can make it to 80.
I will see. I don't know.
I think in many ways when it comes to... mental capacity, I am a young 63.
Yeah.
But when I consider my broken down shell of a body as I, you know, plan my next trip to the chiropractor today to fix my latest malady.
Yes.
I think that that's going to be the challenge for me.
We could Futurama you. Just keep your head in a jar.
We had dinner at a gourmet restaurant last night, and we went in as we got out of the car and we're walking into the Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's but it was Texas Roadhouse Tuesday.
At 3:50. I am not exaggerating.
Oh, during the dinner rush.
Before 4.
They even opened them?
And I was the catalyst for it. And that's because of the eating. I weighed myself today because I had to recommit with the whole Noom thing.
Yeah.
Because I really went off the rails, starting with Halloween with the drinky drinky. And then the theft of my son's Halloween candy.
From now until New Year's Day, it's the hardest part of the year to not eat.
And there was a gentleman, God bless him, older, very high-tech chair that he was in, wheelchair that he was in. And there were a lot of canes. And you dine prior to 4 p.m., you see. I mean, people are old down here. This is the old people of the old people down here.
Did he at any point tell you, you're worth more dead than alive?
Pull me up. No, but you know, it's interesting you bring that up.
Yeah.
And I say this, I say this in only the most well-meaning way possible.
Of course.
I don't want to appear cruel.
No.
Because listen, we're all going to get old. It's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
But I may have made a comment to my wife. And I say this only quietly to her and to you.
Yeah, this is an internal.
I certainly would never say this for this gentleman.
In confidence,
There was the little stick. Right?
The joystick, yeah.
And I said, how did I put it? When even that becomes problematic, and it was kind of a right, left, left, right, right, left. It was a slow-moving procedure.
Yeah, yeah.
Even with
how
the stick.
How would you like it to run, Mr. O'Mara? Tell me how would you like
what I'm
to
saying
navigate
is,
that?
What I'm saying, I said to myself that with that, when the technology afforded to someone to be mobile.
Yes.
Is, I'm really trying to be not an ass because I really empathize with people. I truly do.
It's coming off. In this conversation, I'm going to tell you.
You're doing great. So there's an older gentleman in a motorized.
I get myself in a hole.
He's in a motorized wheelchair controlled by a joystick.
When that is not enough to do it with any level of competency.
Speed was he moving at?
Yeah, what do you want?
A question of speed as much as direction.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you want his wife to have a remote to keep it moving?
She could Bluetooth it.
Or at this particular point, assistance probably should have been
you gotta push.
Offered.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say. Maybe around the house, it's fine. But as far as this, you know, in the public location, it would have been easier had that. That's all I'm trying
to
say.
Wouldn't it be great if there was GPS? If there was GPS, Oscar, you could download a floor plan of the restaurant.
Okay, shut up.
And just touch it. And
all right.
What is the American?
Oh, by the way, there will be when you watch the peripheral. There'll be robots doing everything.
They're champions there. You're clearly not. The Americans with Disabilities Act would say that peanut shells on a restaurant floor are not best for business to navigate around.
I don't think they have peanut shells there. I don't think they have them anymore. Yeah. I think that because we move into my son has a peanut allergy, so we move into the dust-free area of the restaurant.
Got it. Okay,
which was all the way in the back. Now we've eaten in the bar area and we've eaten in the middle part, but she. The person took us all the way to the back, and then another old couple, really old couple, came in, and the guy, as I overheard him as he was being seated, said, "Perhaps when you have people this old, it's not a great idea to bring them to the back." But she was doing the thing like bad hostesses do, where they stack,
of course,
from the back forward, which I hate.
When you go to the back of the restaurant, do you mostly stick to the right or do you go in the passing lane?
It depends. It depends on where my wheelchair is pointing. That's what it is. By the way, wonderful technology. I think it's great. And going out for a meal,
Hey, man.
Disregard what I said to Carla. fellow. Was the, you know, if it's that, if I'm there at that point in life, you know, I who knows where we'll all be. I won't say anything more.
Yeah.
I've made myself a monster already.
Try the soup.
Monster coming back with the news right after this. Jesus.
What up?
Great drive to school with my kid who was talking about Harvard. Said he wants to be a lawyer. Dad, I think I want to be a lawyer. I said, why is that? He said, because I like to argue.
He could be, you know what? Kid lawyer.
Your Honor, I object.
I'll allow it.
Have you been hurt on a podcast? It's no time to play grab ass, fella. It's time to get tough and call the law offices of Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
So an Irishman walks into a pub.
O'Mara is on the case and you'll get the money you deserve. The Mike O'Mara bonus show is so funny, it should be illegal. Get a bonus show subscription today through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
Oh yeah, it's driving me nuts.
He knows all about the birds and the bees, but it's his opponents in the courtroom who are really
you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Well, hey, a recent report shows that consumer debt, like interest rates, has increased to historic numbers. With the home equity that many homeowners currently have, it's a good time to consider tapping into that equity to save money every month. According to my good friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, just because you have a low interest rate doesn't mean that you shouldn't refinance and take cash out to save money.
Money.
And if you were to wrap in a car loan, credit cards, or student loans, you can save hundreds, if not thousands, per month. Even with a higher interest rate, if cash flow relief is the priority and you want to get your head above water, the rate is irrelevant. Credit cards and second mortgages are in the double digits. And in some cases, the cash out is tax deductible. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you. They're fantastic. They're the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial and do it today. The number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage. And before we start, let me just say, tickets still on sale for the Mike O'Mara live show in New Orleans. I'm not sure. I don't think Oscar's got the latest numbers. But to the best of our knowledge, we still have some tickets available.
We have TMOS, a little over 100 tickets available.
That's it?
That's it.
TMOS Live 2023 in New Orleans happens April 15th.
The show's in April. I think yes. We're doing very well.
General ticket sales started yesterday. And go to MikeO'MaraShow.com to check them out. And thank you already for the people that made this a success. We're very, very happy. And we look forward to seeing you in New Orleans. Once you make those travel plans, you find out you got that on your schedule, you might want to hustle and get those tickets.
Well, bam.
Get those tickets for TMOS Live in New Orleans. We appreciate it. All right, sure. Gwyneth Paltrow sells vagina candles, but that's not the most ridiculous thing you can find on Goop's holiday gift guide. And I say salute to Goop.
Why?
for getting their gift guide out before anybody else.
I don't think we need gift guides at all.
It shows you what's it's like a catalog, right?
That's
what
it is. But still,
here are 10 of 10? Gwyneth's. Why 10? I offer you 10 of Gwyneth's wildest picks. Wild, wild, baby. Number one, Gucci GG waste bag holder, $420. A dog poop bag for $400, or a series of them for $420. Number two,
no good.
Rowan hair color kit for dogs, only $50. Washable color sticks to make your fur on your dog turn a color.
Well, I'd like that. Linus is getting older, so he's got some gray. I'd like for him to look younger, just for dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a very reasonable item. A higher dose two-person infrared sauna, $8,099.
I bet they would take $7.99 in cash.
No chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It's supposed to you rejuvenate you. There's a big resurgence of saunas, Mike.
Yeah,
I thought saunas was a big thing when my dad used to take me to the gym and leave me on the little track.
I've never been a big sauna person. But I can understand.
It's a great
how it
way to make
feel.
Friends.
Thank you, Rob. I know you did.
A lot
back
of
in
times,
the
80s. Yes, I did.
Number four, Bolin Webb 24-karat gold razor set. That'll set you back $425. Only peasants use plastic razors.
Mm. Yeah, it pisses.
Number five, I don't know how to pronounce this. Kiki de Montparnasse Tufted Boudoir Chaise, $28,500. You know what they say, a sex chair by any other name. I guess it's a sex chair.
It would be less if you opted for the one that isn't tufted.
Can we put a price on her pleasure?
You know what? 28.5? Yeah, we can, and it ain't bad.
Rolled off
Thank
my
you.
Tongue. I'm so sorry.
That is gross.
What about ours?
Number six, Flamingo Estate. Rob, this has got your name on it.
Yes.
Flamingo Estate.
Estate.
Flamingo Estate Free Range Composted Manure. $70.
I don't need any more.
Why is it so expensive?
Because it's flamingo manure.
Yeah, but does it do, like, is it Miracle-Grow?
Because it's Miracle-Grow? From the flamingo estate.
Excuse me. Of course.
Sorry. Flamingo poo.
Isn't it pink?
No, I don't know. A Tapper.
Tapper.
Gold-plated AirPod chain. $110.
Don't lose your AirPods.
There you go. Number eight is Chefany Kama Sutra dinner napkins. $88. You probably don't want to use these when grandma's coming.
I was
going
to say, it reminds me of the plates and the birdcage. Yeah. Are they playing? Are they
sex related stuff? Yeah. She's a horny borny.
She is.
She really is.
Yeah.
Number nine, cowgirl sex machine.
Oh.
Now, this one I don't have pictures of them, but I'd like to see this. $1,750. A cowgirl sex machine. I would assume that is a saddle type mechanical bull device.
And it comes with a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Stern had all that.
Yeah.
And that's why Oscar describes our show is Howard Stern without the sex and without the success.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best description that's ever been offered.
I say asexual Howard Stern.
Asexual Howard Stern.
No sex.
And number 10 is the Light Phone. The Light Phone 2, $299. You use your own SIM card and can call, text, use navigation and alarms. It has a black and white display. It's an expensive hipster iPhone. It's called the Light Phone 2. Have you heard of it, Oscar?
Yeah, everyone that has this type of phone where they get just the phone.
So they steal the technology out of the iPhone?
They don't steal anything. They just use it. This is what these hipster Fs try to sell you on. Hey, man, I don't like taking the office with me outside of work. I like to be focused and present. But they're walking around with an F and iPad so they can get online.
Yeah.
Hipsters.
Tanners.
Rob, you're going to love this. More bad news for James Corden. Did
yes!
you hear about this one?
I think so.
Ricky Gervais just called him out for telling a joke on the Late Late Show that's almost identical to a bit Ricky did in his 2018 Netflix special, Humanity. In that special, Ricky was dragging internet trolls who feel the need to post negative comments. He said, quote, "It's like going into a town square and seeing a big notice board that says, 'Notice, guitar lessons,' and going, 'I don't effing want guitar lessons.' Fine, it's not for you then. Just walk away and don't worry about it." On his show Monday, Corden told basically the same joke, and Ricky tweeted, quote, "The bit about the town square advert for guitar lessons is brilliant." But then he deleted it, saying he felt sorry for Corden because of one of his writers probably gave it to him. And I agree with that. Probably one of his writers.
Mike,
did it,
if you doubt how close they are, I have a mashup of both jokes together.
Oh, really? Let's listen. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Let's hear.
It starts with Corden, okay?
So
get ready to not laugh.
Because if someone puts up a poster in a town square that says, "Guitar lessons available."
That's like going into a town square, seeing a big notice board, and there's a notice, "Guitar lessons."
Like, you don't get people in the town go, "I don't want to play the guitar."
And you go, "But I don't f***ing want guitar lessons."
Well, then that sign wasn't for you. It was for somebody else. You don't have to get mad about all of it.
Fine, it's not for you then. Just walk away. Don't worry about it.
Same joke.
It is so... Oh, my God. That's just such an example of a funny man and a non-funny man.
But it's also so mortifying. And you know what? Even if it is from a writer, it's still Corden's face on it. And I love it.
Yeah.
I know.
Love it.
Corden acknowledged the chaos by tweeting, quote, inadvertently told a brilliant Ricky Gervais joke on the show last night, obviously not knowing it came from him. It's brilliant because it's a Ricky Gervais joke. You can watch all Ricky's excellent specials on Netflix. Classy way to handle it.
Yeah.
That's the way you handle it. He was right. He probably did get it from a writer, too. He didn't say that, though.
He didn't throw anybody in. Yeah.
Which I admire. Mm-hmm. That's it.
But the guy he's just lucky there wasn't any egg white in it.
Okay, that's fine. I get it. He's talking about the meltdown.
Oh, I remember.
The restaurant that got him banned. Here is a show I will watch.
Okay.
Love it, love it, love it, love the concept. ABC has a new show in the works that's basically Shark Tank meets Punk'd. It's called The Prank Panel. The panel consists of Johnny Knoxville, who I love Johnny
He's
Knoxville.
Great.
Can't help myself. Eric Andre. Does anybody know Eric
Who's
Andre?
Eric Andre? Why do I know that name?
Yeah, I know the name.
And Gabori Sidibe. Each week they hear, I hope I pronounced the names correctly. Each week they hear pitches from people who want to pull a prank on somebody. If they like the pitch, they'll help that person pull off the prank. The show will feature a mix of celebrities and everyday people and will go behind the scenes as the pranks are being constructed. I am all in. I will watch that.
Eric
that is
Andre,
valuable.
Mike.
Eric, you know him.
Eric Andre is the guy that had the competing church in the Righteous Gemstones that he wanted him to invest.
Comedian.
Yeah,
all
he's
right.
a comedian.
Got it.
And
Got
I think
it.
Gabori Sidibe, that's mm-hmm. Precious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Very good. I look forward to that.
Yeah,
that'll
be
a
great.
Lot of fun. A garage always starts out as a place for vehicles, but over time, hi everybody, a workbench is added along with tools, gardening equipment, secondary fridges. Hi again.
Yep.
Christmas decorations. Hello. And more boxes of stuff. Hi, it's me again. A new survey out on garages, and 36% of Americans say their garage is so cluttered they can no longer park vehicles inside. We can barely. 62% say their garage is the most cluttered space of their entire home. We got a couple of closets in here that would rival it. Just over half, 53%, use their garage as an in-home workshop for DIY projects. I do, and I can't get to it because I have to step over bicycles. That implies there's still enough space to walk around. Well, I have that.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, most people would prefer an organized garage. We actually had someone come out and help us with that, but not a professional, just somebody who was a handy person to help move stuff around. And what it was a giant rearrangement of stuff that didn't need to be in there
anyway.
Oh,
I've been down that racket before. You got to spend the money. Look, I know I haven't talked to Todd in forever, but when I walked in and I saw a Gladiator garage, which is like the system you pay for, I don't know if they sell them at Costco or wherever they sell it. They come in and like clad your walls with stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's and you got to use the walls.
Yeah,
you do. You absolutely do.
Got to use the walls.
I could maybe get a car in my garage if Carrie would sell the bedroom furniture that she bought. That's the problem.
Well, now why is it in there?
Because she wanted to buy a nightstand for our guest room, right? Because Julia moved out, we needed a nightstand up there, and she says this family's selling an entire set of bedroom furniture. We should buy this instead. And I said, okay. And it was actually, it's good stuff. It's mid-century modern lane furniture, but it's too heavy to move, and we have the nightstand and five other pieces, and it's just in my garage. I can't move it. I tried to move it with a hand truck. The tire went flat.
It's that heavy?
It is that heavy. Solid
wood. So you can't
wood.
Get it upstairs. What are you going to do? You get somebody to do
no,
it.
No, she's reselling it.
She'll resell it eventually. But
God
it's
love
just,
her.
Yeah, God has to.
Let me see. 90% of people say an orderly garage can make a small garage feel bigger. That's true.
Yes.
85% would take pride in a well-organized and usable garage. I would, especially down here. Yeah. We don't live within 3 inches of each other, you know?
Isn't there a climate control issue in Florida for a garage?
If you're a Richie Rich, I think you have air-conditioned garages.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have trouble
my
with
buddy
your,
has one.
Do you have trouble with your refrigerator running well in your garage because of the fluctuating temperature?
No, we don't.
That's great.
We don't, but I'm sure it does affect the electric bill a little bit, but not a lot.
Maybe
it chugs along.
Maybe they insulate them in Florida.
The garage?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You mean insulate the refrigerator?
No, my parents' garage in Olney, Maryland is a hot box in the summer and freezing in the winter.
Because there's no insulation on the walls.
Ours is warm. Okay. We just threw it out there. We don't put a lot of thought into our life at all. If you're tired of a company secretly shrinking the amount you're getting in your snack foods, this might be refreshing. Frito-Lay is openly hyping their shrinkage. Yesterday, Frito-Lay officially unveiled its new Frito-Lay Minis. which are bite-sized. Yes, I agree. Bite-sized versions of their snacks. Their packet. I thought they're all bite-sized. What's a Frito but a bite-sized snack?
I would love a Frito the size of like a manila envelope. That would be a great Frito.
A big scoop.
The biggest scoop.
And the scoops would be the size of like taco salad bowls.
Exactly. I need that and a quart of dip.
So these new ones are packaged in an easy-to-pour canister. Okay. Which looks like a Pringles can. For now, there's six snack minis available. Doritos, Nacho Cheese, Cool Ranch, Cheetos, Cheddar Cheetos, Flamin' Hot, Sun Chips, Harvest Cheddar, and Sun Chips. They're just making smaller chips.
What do you think, America?
There you go.
Mike.
I seriously feel like Lost in America when Albert Brink goes, well, F you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Shannon and I, when we drive to my mom's, it's roughly 45 minutes. We listen to, there and back on Sundays, we listen to a podcast called Business Wars. And this last...
Fun.
Well, I mean, it's educational, you know?
Yes, I get it. I do too. Driving along.
So, they're chronic... Beats communicating with each other. So this week we started the season on Taco Bell and the rise of Taco Bell and Chipotle.
All right.
And the iterations of the way that Taco Bell rose to and how they were sold to Pepsi and almost sold to the Kraft family
right.
at one point is fascinating. But what really gets you is how different products moved the meter for sales. I'll give you an example. Do you remember the Baja Blast from Mountain Dew?
Of course.
Yeah. It's fancy new colors.
An exclusive to Taco Bell because they saw within the margins that people would spend a ton on soda.
Yeah.
And then the soda prices came down in a recession. Like people were actually just buying and then getting soda at home, buying the Taco Bell.
Right.
That they brought in Pepsi and said, hey, could you make a particular just exclusive Baja Blast for our restaurants, which drove sales through the roof because they love Mountain Dew.
Wow. So it was
this
driven
man
by soda.
Will not stop until he has a B in his net worth, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
He will not stop. And I just pray that before I am worm food, I get a taste of that passion that he has for business. That was a wonderful story. Keep that to yourself next
time.
And
if you're thirsty, Mike, try our new Podcast Blast.
Podcast Blast. If we paint the podcast fluorescent green, it'll work. And now a little something, something. A bunch of kids were trick-or-treating in Edgewater, Maryland, down near Annapolis.
Great city.
Beautiful. And we get some stories from Edgewater. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but we do. So they're down in Edgewater, trick-or-treating. Someone calls the cops after a 45-year-old woman stood in her front yard screaming obscenities and flashing them. The kids...
It doesn't sound
like she hates Halloween or wanted them to skip her house. One report said she did it while passing out candy. It's not clear if she was in a costume or not. The report just says she exposed herself. Mm. Cops showed up and arrested her. She's facing charges for indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. One of the kids' parents actually tried some of the candy the lady was handing out and said it tasted really salty.
Oh, God.
That's my little girl. Yeah, that's exactly the reaction I wanted. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Don't eat it.
This doesn't taste like any. Rob's giving the Baltimore accent. This dude tastes like no candy cane I've ever had.
What is that?
I didn't understand. Oh, I'm sorry. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup doesn't taste like peanut butter.
I hate Necco wafers, and this don't taste right.
Oh, my God. This Kit Kat tastes like copper. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Mike O'Meara, New Orleans, Sharon, Bailey, Angeline, Jim, the Model, Dennis, Murphy, Pauly, Christine, Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan, O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris Fontani, Condo Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk, and Reese, and a thousand Stephanie's.
Come out and see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For tickets, go to MikeOMaraShow.com. We'll see you there.
All right, everybody, about 100 tickets left, so please get them while you can. We want to get this thing buttoned up so we can move on to our next opportunity to raise money for the show, which is a tasty confection served only during the holiday season.
Smells hey. Like nutmeg!
We are welcoming you back to the Mike O'Mara Show and letting you know your fall routines are in full swing and your schedule is getting busier, but that's okay because Freshly is here to help. Let Freshly take care of your weekly meal prep with satisfying dishes delivered straight to your door. Get started today, and you'll get $140 off your first five orders. That's over a month of nutritiously portioned meals, all without the shopping, prepping, cooking, or the cleanup. Freshly fits your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. Choose from their signature collection or try their many gluten-free, dairy-free, and plant-based options as well as carb and calorie-conscious favorites. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yes.
Oscar loves Freshly, too. He's loving the barbecue bison burger. Mmm!
Well, I'm gearing up for Yellowstone coming back on.
Exactly.
And nothing like bison.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. Ready in 3 minutes, by the way. Yum. Revamp your routine this fall with Freshly and save now for a limited time. Order today and get $140 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's Freshly.com/TMOS for $140 off your first five orders. Freshly.com/TMOS. $140 off your first five orders. Okay, we got to address this.
Yes.
I want to be early on this one. I want to make sure that we're ahead of the curve, even though the movie has been promoted already. We need to have a discussion about it because I watched the trailer longer. There was a teaser and then there was a trailer.
Right.
The trailer is out now. The movie, for all of you Christmas fans of this movie, is called A Christmas Story Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sequel, if you want to call it that, to the original Christmas Story with Ralphie and Darren McGavin and all the
how many years
people
later?
That were in it.
25, 30?
Oh,
what are we
like
doing?
It's like 30, isn't it?
30?
I have no earthly idea,
it's
but
be
I
something.
Know.
A marketing genius probably has a round number.
It yeah. is truly... it is something that anytime I see anything about it, anytime I there's an article about it, I will dive in. Today was the first time I looked at the trailer. I don't know if you guys have had a chance.
29 years.
It's
1983.
It'll be the 30-year anniversary.
It will be the
30th
anniversary.
That's a marketing genius.
Shut up, Rob. It's like, get out of town. So, look, I wrote this down because I wanted to remember how I'd put it. It will be huge and it will suck. That's what I said. It'll be unbelievably popular. Everyone will see it. Do you agree?
I think so. Well, especially since it's going to be beamed into your house. Yeah. You don't have to go to a theater to see
HBO
it.
HBO Max, right? That's what it's going
to
be on.
I think it's going to be akin to, was it 2 or 3 years ago that the first Kurt Russell Santa Claus movie happened?
And which, by the way, was a good movie.
It was okay, and
it was well placed,
and I think it's going to. But everybody watched it, and it was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that this movie's going to suck. I think it's going to be okay, but I think that's the thing. It's just going to be if it lands right place, right time. It's going to be massive.
Let me tell you why, based on the trailer, why I think it's going to suck.
Okay,
part of the magnificence of a great Christmas movie is based in its simplicity. It's like great food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like great food. Great food is great food because it's great ingredients and it's simple preparation and it's just delicious. This trailer looks like every modern comp where you have to have gag after gag after gag. When you think about A Christmas Story, think about the simplicity of it. A turkey dinner. A schoolyard bully.
Yeah.
Sticking your tongue on a frozen pole.
Well, it is. It's a simple
magnificently.
Notion. It's a simple notion. I'm sorry, Oscar, real quick. I think maybe the guilty party here might be whoever cut the trailer. Because really, the theme I got is Ralphie, now I guess suppose he's Ralph, wants to do Christmas like his dad did. And that's a pretty simple concept and one I can buy into.
Everyone can buy into that.
Yeah.
If your dad was
simple
around.
Simple premise.
Yeah. Well, it's so true. Yeah. Well, he showed up usually
by
in the morning.
Who's the kid that stuck his tongue to the pole?
Is it Flick?
I think it's Flick.
Yeah.
The kid, I believe, but he's almost unrecognizable.
Scott Schwartz.
So, yeah, Schwartz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid that stuck his tongue to the pole, it was Flick.
Yeah, it was Flick.
I would be remiss because of all the people here, I'm the only gentleman, and I'm lucky, and I have to give credit where credit's due, from Big O and Dukes, Chad Dukes, hired Zach Ward, who played Farkas.
Scott Farkas.
Yes. He had yellow teeth.
I think he's in it, too.
Yeah, well, he is. He plays Officer Farkas, which I can't wait to see.
Oh, it's pretty great. But,
All right. See, how do you not smile when he grows up to be a cop?
And Zach Ward came and actually paneled and did a show, a Big O Nukes episode.
Right.
Because Chad at his store had like a Christmas Story themed candle, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
I probably have that wrong. So it was a full weekend of Farkas, Zach Ward.
Was this your podcast or was this the radio show?
This is the podcast. This happened like 2 years ago. I think I might still have Zach's phone number in my phone because he wanted to go out drinking. Right before the pandemic.
That's wonderful.
And I remember his glossies were of Farkas, and he would write like all the lines that Farkas had in the movie.
That's
what you do. He embraced it. He doesn't hate it.
Right.
The fact, he said that something was in the work, like kind of like off.
Was he cagey?
Cagey. He couldn't talk. He's like working on something. But, you know, everybody says they're working on something.
By the way, Ralphie in the trailer looks a little animatronic.
Correct.
And he looks old. I mean, he looks really
old. But
he
looks fake.
You think?
Oh, by the way, can I just?
Yes.
I'm not giving anything away about that show that you recommended. I'm sorry I'm going on about it, but it's
the
cool.
Peripheral? Yeah.
They do a virtual reality version of themselves in the Peripheral that is just so subtle and so perfect.
Yeah.
It's so, they do, their virtual reality avatars are so close to being human, but they're not, and you can tell, and you have to really stare
does
at
that
it.
Make it, it does it, is it upsetting?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because
it's great.
That's the same thing that flip people out about wax museums is when something is just shy of reality.
Yeah,
that's what scares people.
And they've made movies.
Yes, exactly.
Based on you know, real life care. Mm. So getting back to it.
Yes. Zach, he's a tough guy now. Zach also played, you know, a soldier in one of the Transformers films. So
yeah,
like he's a tough guy. He reminds you of Danny Bonaducci.
Mm.
Like when just like. Muscles.
Is it kind of like, you know, I really like being Scott Farkas now. Let's go.
Yes. All right.
You guys want a shot?
So to see him as Officer Farkas.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh. So here it is. Of course I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
How could I not watch? I've gotten so much joy out of the original that I watch it on that. And I am completely and totally prepared to be crushingly disappointed. Yeah. But it won't be crushingly disappointed because I'm expecting to be disappointed.
And you know what?
We'll see what happens.
29-year, 30-year space is.
It's 30 years.
It's perfect for the nostalgia angle, and it's a nostalgic time of year. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with the movie. That's just my gut, but I think
we'll
it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be massive.
We both agree on that. And Oscar, I think you do too. It's going to be a massive movie.
Yeah.
And it's fun for everybody to gather around, especially during the hunt and watch that. I think it's super cool. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Scott Farkas, I forgot you had him.
Officer.
I remember being jealous. That's how much of a loser I am. Anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with Passive Aggressive Corner.
No, Nikki.
Nikki Diamond.
We've run out of time.
Yeah, we need Nikki.
My God, it's Nikki Diamond. Oh, my God. Passive Aggressive Corner tomorrow. We'll be right back.
This week, it's a star-studded bonus show with 60 minutes of today's top stars.
What's the impression that you get of Quentin Tarantino?
I know she makes good cut.
Scott Pelley.
I'll have a turkey on wheat. And do you have any light mayonnaise?
Can you do Brad Pitt?
No.
What's the impression that you get of Steve Harvey?
What is the second thing you'd kiss besides a man's lips?
You do James Caan, right?
For God's sakes, if I had a wartime consigliere, this wouldn't be happening.
Can you give me an impression of Al Roker?
That's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Except no imitations. There's only one TMOS bonus show. Try one episode, a month, or a year subscription at MikeOMaraShow.com.
We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Wow, they made me sound better than I actually do. KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages, and they're here to help you give awesome with a KiwiCo wonderful subscription. You're giving so much more than a toy. And every boy and girl wants a toy. You're giving a season of discovery
and experiences delivered to their door. Each box is kid-approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure they're age-appropriate and seriously fun. Isn't fun the best thing to have?
I love fun.
Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity by giving them the tools to learn new skills and make new connections to the world around them. Each box features new products every month, like discovering the science of magic, engineering a domino machine, the amazing coin-eating robot, and more. You won't believe what they can accomplish with KiwiCo, and the best part, watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. My son Michael loves KiwiCo, gets so excited when it's delivered. I love watching him discover new things. Mm-hmm. Give awesome this holiday season. You'll be a hero if you do this. Be a hero with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/TMOS. Well, it's time now for our friend Nikki. I am so relieved because, look, the way this season is shaped up, when you know, on the weeks he's not here, I really find myself hoping against hope that we're going to see him the following week, because you just...
The Giants lose when he's not here.
Exactly.
I'm very curious.
No worries.
Is everything okay? You alluded to the fact that you are enjoying multiple locations this year. Yes. You're hopping around the country. Well, Nikki, what the hell is going on? Okay, I know you can't say certain things, but can you give us a taste of what's going on in your life right now, please?
Well, allegedly, I have defrauded the federal government, but when have they ever been right? So,
is your hat a clue?
I am in Hawaii. Aloha. Yes. Oh, coconuts. How are you? Yes.
Oh, Maui, Hawaii.
Yeah, the AC must be really cold.
Magnum, go investigate.
Thanks. Oh, the time difference alone.
Boy, kind of a cross promotion there with the World Series hoodie and the Maui hat. You're really, I mean, are you in Philadelphia or are you in Maui? What's going on?
Series, Mike, so I can be anywhere in the world. You notice how the World Series is only teams in North America, but whatever. I don't know. We digress.
He's mellow Nikki right now.
He doesn't want to raise his voice.
He doesn't want to raise his voice because the guy's
Hawaii
waiting in the hallway,
you, Mike.
What's that?
Get out here in the sunshine and the palm trees of Hawaii, Waikiki, Kiwiwai, Honolulu, Honolele. It's just, yes, forgetting Sarah Marshall, good times.
Nikki, I'm glad to hear you're enjoying your sunny vacation.
So beautiful, yes. God's
kind of flat at the trading deadline. Did anything jump out at you, Nikki, as far as the moves made? And who's going to get Odell Beckham Jr.? You're the sports handicapper. What's going on?
Well, Odell, I can see Buffalo, but I think Kansas City. They're a little short on the wide receivers. He's going Super Bowl hunting, if you will. And, it's too cold in Buffalo. So.
Okay, I get it. All right, well, let's get right to it, Nikki. Let's get to the picks this week.
Let's get to it. Hey, speaking of the World Series, Thursday night, Phillies Astros at the same time in Houston. It's Eagles Texans. Like, if you're a Houston fan, who's going to the game, Mikey? No one. No one's going to be in the game. And if they're at the game, they're on their phone. They're going to be cheering when Altuve hits a home run. It doesn't matter what's happening in the football game. It's crazy. Horrible planning. Who would go to that game? The Texans are horrible.
Right.
Eagles. Yeah. The Eagles are going to win by 40 points. They'll hit three home runs in that game. That's how good they are.
Wow, the Eagles will hit three home runs.
Yes.
It's kind of a sad scheduling error.
For both teams, yeah,
I agree with you there, Nikki. That's
no,
for sure.
Eagles winning a route Thursday night football. You've botched it again. So I know the rain delay went up against the World Series, and that's why they moved it. So it's really not their fault. But,
that's right.
Mother Nature, do better. That's all I'm saying. Hawaii, it's beautiful. There's no problem.
It's beautiful. Coconuts. Yeah,
coconuts.
Yes. Absolutely right. Let's take a look at Jimmy Cerritos, Bills. Hey, New York Jets. Hey, reality check. Your quarterback can't play, okay? Yeah, he's good looking. Yeah, go to Abercrombie and Fitch and be a model, okay? But listen, you got to play football. You got to actually do something for your team. And right now, you're horrible, and the team is going to go 5-2, 5-3, 5-4. Oh, look up. We're 6-11, and we're the friggin' Jets. That's what's happening, okay? The Bulls come to town. They're going to win by 30 points. Yeah, yeah, Zach Wilson, yeah, go, just go on beyond Saved by the Bell 3. Come on, get out of here. The Seahawks, there's Geno Smith. Who knew? Hey, oh, wow. It's amazing. Somehow, he's incredible.
Incredible.
He's been bad for 10 years. Now he's a really good quarterback. I don't know. It's like Spiewak being fat and now he's skinny. I don't even know. He's not coming. It's amazing. It's a miracle, right?
It is.
Anyway, so Seahawks at Cardinals. Seahawks, they went out right. How about the Vikings? The Vikings. Kirk Cousins coming back to D.C. Vikings are 6-1, Mike, but let me tell you something about Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
He is who we thought he was. Do you remember in the great movie Old School where Will Ferrell got married? It was going to be just a family man and spend the weekend with the wife going to Home Depot and Bed Bath & Beyond. And then he goes to the frat party and he has one beer bottle, then two, then seven. Next thing you know, he's streaking down the street. That's Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
You're not a good quarterback. You're the guy streaking down the street. You're a drunk loser. You're going to come back to being Kirk Cousins. You got three interceptions. They're coming to you. The Commanders win. They beat the Vikings.
Wow. That's a big pick. That's a big pick. That's a big pick.
Dan O'Brien, don't you come to my pick. You hack. Don't you come to me.
Knock it off, Dan O'Brien.
Yes, let's him up with your Carlo, your fantasy player of the week. Every man's fantasy. This week, it'll be Keenan Allen. Back from injury, Chargers that gets the Falcons. He'll have two touchdowns. He's back. I'm part of the Glow gang. Yes, Glow me the money. Hey, if you want to be a perfect 10, get yourself some Derm Glow and look like Glow Derek. Yes, look her up, kid. She was a baddie back in the day. I'm out, Nicky Diamond. Aloha means goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. You never know where the hell he really is. But Carla will send you a thank you note, Nikki. That's fantastic.
You know, it's
fantastic.
Like 4 a.m. in Hawaii. Oh, man, I really appreciate that he got up so early.
You know, interesting rhythm this week with Nikki. You never know. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
Like he took a Quaalude and said, well, I got to do a show. Oh, no.
I agree. I like
is he going to make it through the report this week? What the hell is he doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, we got to take a break. We are, as usual, running late. How is the town of Sound looking this week, Rob Spiewak?
It is very excited. They've got World Series fever in Soundtown.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Nikki blaming Mother Nature for the scheduling conflict.
Do better, hey, he said.
Look, it's a crappy game anyway. We'll take a break. Come back with Soundtown right here. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Down in the Mississippi, down in the bottom. Well, I'm going to New Orleans.
City of New Orleans.
Way down yonder in New Orleans,
the town in New Orleans,
I'm walking to New Orleans,
New Orleans.
The Mike O'Mara Show live Saturday, April 15th, 2023, at the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans.
How y'all are? I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee.
Tickets available now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Ain't it bitchin'?
Tickets are still available, and go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get them for our live show
going
in
fast.
New Orleans. Do it now. Hey, if you love drinking coffee every morning, and who doesn't, you have to check out Trade Coffee, like me. Trade Coffee is a coffee subscription service that makes it simple for you to discover new coffees and make your best cup of joe at home every day. Trade partners with the nation's top-rated independent roasters to send coffee to your home that you will love. I can tell you, I love mine. It's on your preferred schedule as well. Plus, you get to support small local businesses. That's a win-win. Even if you're new to specialty coffee and you need some help, Trade makes it easy and convenient to discover new coffees. What they do is they'll send you ground coffee or whole beans, and they'll do a little survey to tell you what, you tell them what you like, and Trade guarantees you'll love the first bag or they'll send you a new one for free. Right now, I'm drinking organic Toca tea, a blend with notes of apricot, cacao, and caramel. It's insanely good. Upgrade your coffee today with Trade Coffee and let them take the guesswork out of finding your perfect cup. That's drinktrade.com/TMOS for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country. Remember, drinktrade.com/TMOS.
Sound.
Sound.
Town.
Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
I hope you didn't turn into the World Series late last night because you missed a pretty exciting first couple innings.
I watched the very beginning of it, and then I ducked out for the peripheral. And when I came back, it was seven to nothing. But I saw the Bryce Harper home run,
wasn't that
which
great?
Was so first much pitch. Fun. Yeah.
So cool. And what was it? This was tied in World Series history. It's like 100. Is it the 124th World Series? It's in that area. This is tied game for the most home runs ever hit in a World Series game. Here's a montage of the home runs.
Colors to Harper. It's drilled.
No doubt.
Field.
A no-doubter.
Lightning strikes. 2-0 Phils.
Alec Bohm starts the second and rips one to left field. Over Alvarez and gone. Ambush. 3-0. Marsh hits a fly ball to right field. It's off the top of the wall. Center field.
Kyle Schwarber, former Red Sox player.
Track. He's at the wall. Gone! Wow! Monstrous blast! Hoskins with a drive. Left field! Wow! An explosion! The South Philly Bombers with five!
Doesn't that sound like a season highlight reel, not one game?
They are, you know, even the Philly fans were actually in good moods last night.
The way I understand it is that Harper, who's the student of the game, that's why he's where he is in life.
Mm-hmm.
Caught the pitcher tipping his pitches, and he went right off of that first home run into the dugout and started laying out like to the other players, "Hey, this is what to look for, and when he does this, swing for this."
I found it so fascinating.
We'll do that again, then.
I found it so fascinating that the TV announcers were analyzing the way the pitcher was handling each pitch for each player and the fact that they were disassembling it.
That's how Harper knew that.
I don't know.
I don't even know the two guys that were doing it.
I don't either.
Night.
But one of the guys loved to yell.
Yeah.
The color guy was great. The color guy was great because he's talking about he's throwing his shoulder open. Yeah. That's what he's doing, and it was great.
There's great video of Harper running to the dugout and yelling like for a couple of his teammates that were coming up. Like they were coming
telling
up.
Telling him what to do.
Yeah,
it's
like, hey. And then he whispers in there, like he's got a secret in their ear. And then the guy's like nodding his head.
Very,
boom, home
very
run
cool.
Next,
yeah. Good night for Philadelphia. Yeah. We'll see if it continues.
So, shout
don't
out
want
to
a recession.
Shout out to Mr. Wenzel. Shout out to Craig Harleman and all the big Phillies fans out there. That's
Phillies.
One of the best things that's happened to this guy is IKEA is suing him. Why, do you ask? Because
why is IKEA suing him?
Because he's released a video game called The Store is Closed, and it is about getting caught overnight in a huge furniture store and trying to escape with danger about. And it's obviously an IKEA store, although it's not in the
video
game.
That layout is amazing.
Yeah, and so the IKEA company is suing him. But I'm not a video gamer, but listen to this trailer. This video game sounds great.
Have you ever gotten lost in one of those big furniture stores? Well, I've been stuck in this one for days. It just seems to go on forever. I'd ask a staff member for help, but I don't think they're even human. And worst of all, at night, the lights go out.
Store is shut. Why haven't you left?
Sounds cool.
It's called The Store is Closed. And that lawsuit
awesome.
Is the best thing that could ever happen to him.
That gets him his promotion. That'll get him splashed. That's amazing.
The Streisand effect.
Yeah. How is it a Streisand effect?
Where, I guess, Barbara Streisand back in the day sued one of the tabloids.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as this lawsuit, nobody really knew about it, but as soon as the lawsuit went through, it was in every paper and every television show across. It made the news. So basically it was too late by that point. It became a bigger effing deal.
She should have just let it lay.
She just wouldn't listen. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
I know you love the singer Adele. Have we been saying her name right?
Adele?
Yeah, well, let's see, because she corrects somebody, or she actually clarifies the proper way to say her name.
Hi Adele, I'm Annie and I'm from London.
So the first thing you hear is like a video greeting to her where the lady says, hi Adele.
Hi Adele, I'm Annie and I'm from London.
Love that. She said my name perfectly. Yeah. He came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
How's
she
mine?
Was like, hi Adele.
Then you're Adele?
Adele.
Adele.
Adele. It's Adele.
Hello. you know, I did. You pronounced it perfectly.
Adele.
This is my name. My name's Adele. So I really want to make sure that you're doing
this
the
doesn't
right
apply
thing.
Anymore.
Stop it. Yeah.
She's skinny mini.
Well, yeah. No, I did. That wasn't a fat joke. That was just an Adele being rude joke, you know?
Adele.
Hey, come on, get one. Why don't you get into my lorry? My lorry will go out to get some curry.
It's like from My Fair Lady.
Adele. Is that, so it's not Adele?
It's Adele.
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 That Adele.
Hurts my mouth.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Adele with the Cockney accent?
I guess.
Hi Adele. Hello. I'm Annie and I'm from London.
Love that. She said my name perfectly. Yeah. He came and asked me how I say Adele. My name and I was like, Adele.
How's
she
mine?
Was like, Adele.
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 Adele. Adele. Adele.
I don't know.
Adele. Hi, Adele.
Adele.
The bells, Adele.
Adele. The bells, Adele. The bells are ringing, Adele.
So it's great when you catch a little kid doing something they shouldn't do, how they handle it. This is a toddler that was going into the freezer to get a popsicle, and the mom walks in, and the toddler gets very polite.
What are you doing? I'm
idle.
What?
Please.
Please what?
Ice pop. Please, Mama.
please.
Oh. And the mama said, my name's Adele.
It's pronounced Adele.
Adele.
And Oscar, you're not the only, we'll close with this, you're not the only one with rat trouble.
No.
And they are taking it seriously in New York
Big
City.
Big city problems.
They want to get rid of the rats.
The New York City Council last week passed the so-called Rat Action Plan that aims to reduce the number of rodents within the five boroughs. I guess they didn't have any luck with their previous plan of piling as much garbage on the sidewalk as possible.
It didn't work, Mike. It didn't work. That's all I got.
We got to take a powder. Don't forget tickets. We've got about 100 left for our tickets to our live show in New Orleans. So get your tickets. Do it soon.
Banner on
we
the
sell
website.
Them really early, and we like to sell out early because I'm next paranoid year. That way, and they humor me, and then, whatever.
Adele.
I'll explain myself to you. Adele.
Adele.
We got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Adele.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know what we're going to do, how we get ready of those tumbleweeds. It's horrible.
It was a video game move.